thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
We want to invite you then, and we encourage you to open your Bibles to the book once again. We'll return today to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. We were here last week. The Lord has directed our hearts to the further verses that we did not consider last week. Philippians chapter 1, we'll begin our reading in verse 27 and conclude this chapter, just four verses, the remainder of chapter 1 of Philippians. Philippians, it has been said, and I don't know that there is any way to demonstrate or prove this, but certainly I believe the sense of it is true. Philippians, though a short, very short book, is a book that of a great number of memory scriptures come from, scriptures that people tend to memorize. It's just full of richness. It's just full from verse to verse of wisdom, how to live our life, what we're supposed to do with our life. And today I stand before people of a number of different age groups, and it speaks to all of us. What we're supposed to do in our young life, in the early days of our life, and then as we begin to grow older and begin to make some very weighty decisions in our life, and then as we get married and have children and work a job for a number of years and work our way towards what our culture anyway identifies as an age of retirement. And we go through life from beginning to end, and this book of Philippians has got wisdom for all of us, and there is a great and necessary lesson here today for all of us to learn. All of us. And so I want to read these verses, and as I do so, I want you to hear what it is that God has said as He inspired Paul to write this from prison, in bonds, for the cause of Christ. And I want you to listen to what He says, and I want you to listen to what the Spirit says as we read Philippians chapter 1, beginning in verse 27, after explaining and describing to them that his imprisonment was not a detriment to the cause of Christ, but indeed was because of the cause of Christ, and it was a benefit and an advantage to the cause of Christ. He goes on and says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, that I may hear of you that you are standing firm in the Spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have." There are some scriptures that we come across in the Bible that I think should cause us to stop and to take note. Certainly, we should take note of every word of Scripture. We believe that this book is divinely inspired. As our article of faith reads, it has God for its author and salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter. So every word of Scripture, and Paul tells Timothy that as well, every word of Scripture is divinely offered, and it is good for reproof and instruction and profitable for all of these things. But there are some verses that when we come across them, they leap off of the page and should literally arrest our attention and cause us to almost in wide-eyed amazement question, did I just read what I think I just read? When verse 27, when he says, Paul does, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that should make us stop and pause and consider and wonder at many things. In all of our lives, these words can direct us to a place that is pleasing to God and is a profitable life and a useful life and a meaningful life. But we come across this verse and it's almost as if we were to stop and to say, how could I do such a thing? Have I done such a thing to this point? Have I lived a life that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is my life a demonstration of His love? Is my heart one with His to such a degree that when people meet me and when I interact with them, they don't see me so much as they see the love of Christ? And when I come across this 27th verse, this verse leapt off of the page again this week as I read it again and again and again and tried to look at it and marvel at it and think for just a minute that God has called you and me. Stop and just think about that for a minute. Think about the fact that God has called you to live a life that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. What does that even mean in the first place? It means that it is a life that we count worth in the gospel of Christ. What we count and consider worthy and valuable is the gospel of Christ. More than any other thing. More valuable than anything else. And when we stop and think about the degree to which we are to live and the way in which we are to live, and we see this commandment of the apostle when he says to us, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Those three words, let your manner, comes from a Greek word. When it translates purely into live as a citizen. A citizen. And so my title, my thought that I want to bring to you today is, what is it to live as a citizen of heaven? What is it to live as a citizen of heaven? Living life here on this side of eternity as a citizen of heaven. Not a citizen of this world and its temporary pleasure and its temporary nature, but a citizen of heaven. Let your life, your manner of life, be worthy. Count it worthy. Count the thing, the one thing in your life that is worthy and valuable and of any worth at all is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it's your only hope and it's my only hope to know Christ, to have come to know Him. And He begins, and that word as it starts in the verse, in 27th verse, only. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Only. That word jumped off the page as I read it and as I considered it as well. Because Paul is saying to us, after everything that he's already said, when he said, look, my imprisonment, it's been for the furtherance of the gospel. It has not been a detriment. It's been an advantage to the gospel. And we think about how that things in our life are not always what they seem, as we spoke last week. And things in our life, sometimes they're confusing and they look one way, but the truth of the matter is another. In the eyes of the world, it looked like Paul was being bonded in bonds and his witness was being constrained. But Paul says just the opposite. This has served to further the gospel. And we remember what he told us and what we talked about last week. And sometimes we see that in life, the things aren't always what they seem. And when we think about that, and then Paul doesn't leave us there though, then he says to us, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The one thing you and I need to be concerned about, the one thing you and I need to be thoughtful about, the one thing you and I need to consume our lives with is this: only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Only. This is all that matters. This is the choice that we have to make. Often in my life, I have come to different periods of time in my life, and there have been decisions that I must make. And we, those of you that have lived any length of time, really at all, you know that you come to points in your life, and looking back, you realize that it was a fork in the road. That you make one decision and your life will track that direction. You make another decision and your life will track in a different direction. And sometimes we reach that fork in the road and we don't know which way to go. I want to clarify for you and I want to simplify for you. I think Paul is simplifying for us that we really only have one set of choices before us. To live as a citizen of heaven or to live as a citizen of this world. That really is your choice, and that's really my choice. Every decision I make. Now, there are many decisions, and we don't want to split hairs, and not every decision that we make in life is a moral decision. Sometimes there's just trivial decisions that we have to make, but those decisions in your life, those decisions that you make in your life, one way or another, every fork in the road, every decision, it's a decision between living as a citizen of heaven, because that path is going to take one way, and it's going to take you one way, and the other path is going to take you another. And your choice and my choice is to live as a citizen of heaven, or it is to live as a citizen of this world. Every choice that we make, what job that I take, what person that I marry, what place that I go, what town that I live, all of these choices, it's a choice, Paul says, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. That's the decision that you and I have. It's the decision that we have to make. It's the only decision. Sometimes we confuse and we make things more complicated than they need to be. And when you are at a position in your life when you don't know which way to go, a lot of times clarity comes when in the quiet of our own quiet prayer closets, we stand and we kneel before God and we say, God, which way leads to a life that is lived as a citizen of heaven? And which way is a life that's going to lead me to a citizen of this world? Which way, Father, is going to make sense to the world that may advantage me in the world? But Father, I long, I wish, I want more than anything else to just and only live as a life as a citizen of heaven. Not a citizen of this temporary world that rushes by us in a moment. It's not going to be any time at all. And we are all going to have lived our lives and they're going to be behind us. And you may be here and young today and think that's many years in the future. But it is going to pass us all by. And Paul says, while we are here, this is your focus. This is your aim. This is the intent, to only live and let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. What is it in your life that when people look at you, when they watch you, when they speak to you, when they go to your home, when they hear what you're reading and what you're thinking about in your life, what is it that they're going to see that you value? Is it the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is it the citizenship that you have in heaven? Or is it something else in this world? Only let your conversation, your manner of living, conversation used in the King James, only let that way of life be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That should just arrest our hearts and our minds and our thoughts. And in the quiet moments when we're by ourselves and we have this book open and we flip to the first chapter of Philippians and we read that 27th verse, it ought to make us pause. Grab a hold of our attention and shake the dust of this world off of our minds and hearts and remind us again that it is an eternal citizenship that we are to seek in the first place and find God, and then we are to live in such a way that says, that is what's valuable to me, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that only. Sometimes we have decisions. And the problem isn't so much that it's hard to know which one is right. The difficulty comes in submitting our wills to the one we already know is right. One that leads to a life lived as a citizen of heaven, a citizen of eternity, a citizen of God. One of His. And one path that leads to citizenship here, and it may lead to great benefit and great gain in this world. Where is your life pointing? What is your life showing as being worthy and valuable? Are you living as a citizen of heaven? Are you living as a citizen of the world? And Paul does not allow us off the hook. He doesn't allow you off the hook. He doesn't allow me off the hook. He says we must choose this, and it must be that is the focus of our life.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.